Hi, welcome to the OCG audio training series. This training is on the welcome interview. This training will supersede a previous audio training on the welcome interview. The welcome interview replaced the initial interview as the initial orientation and welcome to the therapeutic community or TC environment. The purpose of the welcome interview is to provide a forum where a panel of current residents can welcome a new resident into the TC family. They can learn a little bit about the new resident, initiate some bonding with the new resident, orientate the new resident on the cardinal rules and other important information, and introduce them to their big brother. The welcome re-interview for some returning residents will also be discussed in this training. We will now provide an overview of the welcome interview. The welcome interview panel consists of one staff person and 2 to 4 residents. The panel's role is to provide a warm and safe welcome to the new resident into the family. The resident who will serve as the big brother should be on the panel along with one older peer resident, one middle peer, and one younger peer. The terms older, middle, and younger peer speak to length of time in the program. The welcome interview orientation and facilitation is conducted by staff only. The residents on the panel do most of the talking. This provides an opportunity for them to reinforce in themselves certain aspects of the TC environment. Approximately 5 minutes before the scheduled welcome interview, staff must provide a brief orientation to the panel of residents. The panel orientation should include the following: the role of the big brother, deciding and assigning who will ask what questions or relay what information, panel members' questions or comments, panel members keeping their questions or comments brief, panel members following the lead of the staff facilitator, panel members being careful not to veer into serious or heavy topics, even if the new resident brings them up, panel members being welcoming in their facial expressions and body language, panel members where comfortable, feeling free to self-identify with any situations, issues, or problems that the new resident divulges by saying, for example, I or we've been there, or I or we know what that feels like. This helps establish a bond with the new resident. The welcome interview should cover 10 components in the following order. The first component is a brief recent background of the new resident and what brings them to treatment. The panel may ask up to 3 to 5 related questions and share brief personal anecdotes. Under no circumstances are childhood issues to be raised. The second component is to go over the cardinal rules. Stress that OCG is in the business of providing treatment to people in need of treatment, not terminating treatment opportunities. However, maintaining a safe environment for residents is of paramount importance. The cardinal rules are: no premeditated acts of physical violence towards self, other residents, OCG staff, pets, or property. No threats of physical violence towards self, other residents, OCG staff, pets, or property. No overt or covert gang warfare, intimidation, or coercion. No terrorist threats towards the family at large, the OCG staff at large, or the facility. Violation of any of the above cardinal rules may lead to discharge from the program. The third component goes over the fire drill and emergency evacuation procedures. Simply state that if the fire alarm goes off, the resident is to walk, not run, quickly to the nearest exit and head towards a street in front of the facility where the other family members will be congregated. Find your big brother and stand next to them. stress that no talking is allowed. The fourth component is to inform the resident the name of their assigned counselor and approximately when they will meet with them. This is generally within a week. If it is not known at the time who the counselor will be, advise the resident that they will find out who their counselor is within 48 hours. The fifth component, introduce the resident to their big brother. Make sure the big brother has a copy of the big brother role and responsibilities form. Explain the role of the big brother to the new resident, which is to do the following. Assist the resident in assimilating into the therapeutic community and assist the resident in learning and understanding the house rules. The sixth component is to inform the resident that they are on delegation, if applicable, and what that means. Delegation means they will be assigned to their big brother for at least 3 days, similar to a buddy system. They will be with them at all times, helping them transition into the therapeutic community environment. If their big brother has to leave the house for some reason, another pair will be temporarily assigned until they return. The seventh component is to inform the resident of the Omega option. Let's briefly go over what the Omega option is. The Omega option is a tool of last resort a resident can use if they feel they have exhausted all other avenues available to have an issue resolved directly, and either there has been no response or the issue from the resident's perspective has not been resolved. This would generally be issues that can have an immediate and direct impact on the resident's treatment. The resident is advised that the Omega option staff person and contact phone number is posted throughout the facility. In order to exercise the Omega option, a resident need only inform the chief of the house that they would like to speak with the staff on duty in order to use the Omega option. The staff on duty may only ask the resident the following questions. 1. Do you believe you have exhausted all of the available tools at your disposal to have your issue resolved? The answer to this question is not so important due to the next question. 2. Is there anything I can do at this moment in time to help resolve your issue? If the answer is yes, the staff can proceed with helping resolve the resident's issue and document the intervention legibly on a progress note. If the answer is no, the staff on duty must proceed with allowing the resident to invoke the Omega option. Staff on duty directs the resident to the resident phone and allows them to exercise the Omega option. The staff on duty may not call the staff acting as the Omega option in advance to prepare them, warn them, or provide information to them. The process must be transparent. It will be the sole responsibility of the Omega option staff person to decide how to handle or resolve the issue presented by the resident. The eighth component is to provide the resident with the basics of the TC, such as waking up on time, making your bed, taking care of one's personal hygiene, taking care of one's room responsibilities, following the structure, participating in meetings, groups, and seminars, and using the tools of the house. The ninth component is to provide a brief overview of the program. This consists of the following. The structure, which is the schedule of activities from wake up to off the floors. Groups that deal with one's emotional, mental, psychological, and spiritual health. Groups can both be educational and psychosocial in nature. Meetings and seminars that speak to both the TC environment and recovery. Recreational and social activities to address physical health and one's social experiences. Weekly family visits to work on reunification. The tenth component is to close the interview by stating welcome to the OCG family. Panel members then welcome the new resident with a reach out or handshake, whichever each person finds comfortable. This concludes the welcome interview. let's go over the welcome re-interview. There may be occasions where a welcome re-interview has to be performed. This is for the residents who were previously in the program within the last 12 months, who self-discharged prior to completion and have no outstanding OCG warrants. OCG warrants are any factual knowledge that the resident violated cardinal or serious house rules, such as drug use or sexual acting out, which were not able to be investigated or dealt with prior to the resident's self-discharge. If there are OCG warrants, the staff on duty must have a conversation with the client about these warrants and try to convince the client to drop them on a guilt pad prior to the re-interview. Provide up to 30 minutes for this process. If the client is resistant to doing this after 30 minutes, proceed with the re-interview. Be sure to communicate this in the next staff meeting so that all staff are on board with applying positive pressure and encouragement towards the client to address the warrants. If there are no OCG warrants, all of the components of the welcome interview will apply except for the first, fifth, and sixth component, which will have the following changes. The first component will consist of a brief review of why the resident left treatment prematurely and what transpired with their life after leaving treatment that has led them back into treatment. The fifth component, the staff facilitating the reinterview will make a determination on whether or not the returning resident needs to be assigned a big brother. The sixth component, the staff facilitating the reinterview will make a determination on whether or not the returning resident needs to be on delegation. Based on the circumstances surrounding the returning residents, the site supervisor will determine if a TC general meeting is necessary after the re-interview. This brings us to the close of the welcome interview audio training. If you have any questions, please feel free to email them to me at ocgworksca@gmail.com or refer to the welcome interview treatment service bulletin. Thank you.